जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जना बल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जना बल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, जसोर नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना, जसोर नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना, जामुन थीरावनाचारी, जामुना तीरावनाचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जना बल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, गिरिवर गोपी जना बल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, जसोर नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना, जसोर नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना, जामुन थीरावनाचारी, जामुन थीरावनाचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय प्रभुपादा प्रभुपादा प्रभुपादा, जय प्रभुपादा, प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद, जय जय प्रभुपाद, निर्भय गौर हरि गो हरि गो हरि गो, निर्भय गौर हरि गो, निश्चय गौर हरि गो, श्रील प्रभुपाद की। श्री श्री किशोर किशोरी की जय सभी भक्त वृंद की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंद Thank you all for coming. I'm going to be speaking about Friday evening on Sunday, because Friday, as you heard, that's the appearance day of Lord Ramachandra, and especially because there were a nice number of first-time visitors here. I'm going to speak initially for you, so you know what we're talking about, a little bit at least. There he is, in that picture on the right-hand side, Lord Ramachandra, and by his side is Sita, and Lakshman, his brother, and over here is Hanuman, right? Hanuman. So who is Ramachandra? We'll start with where we are. We're in Chicago. Chicago is a city in part of the United States, and the United States is part of North American continent, and North American continent is part of seven continents on this planet, and this planet is one of innumerable, so many you can't count them, planets within this universe. And beyond this universe, there, according to the Vedic picture, there are unlimited numbers of universes. And those unlimited numbers of universes each have layers that are seven layers that are 10 times bigger than each of the previous layers. And the first layer is 10 times the diameter of this universe, which is something like 4 billion miles times 10 times 10. The coverings of the universe are such that if the interior of the universe was like, you know, a ball bearing or a marble, then the coverings of the universe would be many, many miles. Sariputta did a calculation, I forget how many. Many, many. And beyond those layers of the universe, there is a vast spiritual sky. And in that vast spiritual sky, there are similarly innumerable spiritual planets. They're called Vaikuntha planets. In the region above the Vaikuntha planets, there is a planet called Ayodhya. Above Ayodhya is Goloka Vrindavan. According to the Bhagavatam, or Brihat Bhagavatamrita specifically, it's the gateway to Goloka. And in that spiritual sky, in Ayodhya, Dham, the spiritual realm of Ram, he's there with his eternal associates. Dasaratha is there, Sita is there. His brothers are there, Lakshman, Bharata, Shatrughna, and Ram. They're there eternally in spiritual form. Make a note, spiritual form is different than material form. Material form comes into being, stays for some time, gets a bunch of wrinkles and starts to break down, and then it's kaput. That's material forms. Spiritual forms don't undergo those transformations. They're eternal. And into this, through the spiritual sky, through the layers of the universe, within the shell of the universe, into the interior of the universe, to this earthly planet amongst unlimited numbers of planets, but not in Chicago, Lord Ramachandra appears in another place that's called Ayodhya. Same name. It's like an embassy. This is something that we know about. So In Chicago, there's an Indian embassy. In New York, there's an Indian embassy. Probably one in Los Angeles, too. Although it's in the United States, it's India. The laws of India prevail. It's like a satellite, or it's a little India. The police officers, everything that goes on, it's the law of India. If you break the law inside the embassy, you're subject to the law of India, or the other way around, if you're in some other place where there's a U.S. embassy. It's the laws of America in that place. So the Dham, or the place where Ram appears, it's none different than the spiritual realm. In fact, the whole spiritual realm descends along with him when he appears. And it's not too often that he appears. One complete cycle of the four yugas is when he appears, and that's 4,320,000,000 years or so. He appears. That's quite a long, according to Vedic calculation. And he displays on this realm, for the eyes of ordinary people who don't have spiritual vision, he shows the activities of the spiritual world to attract the hearts and the minds to our original home, to the kingdom of God, instead of loitering in the material world trying to be enjoyers of a temporary place. And to establish what real principles of virtue and spiritual consciousness, what they look like and how to live your life accordingly. He shows by example how to do that. And we're celebrating his appearance this coming Friday. The appearance is calculated according to the lunar calendar. So many days of the ninth day of the moon, waxing or waning, I can't remember, in the certain cycle of the months and a certain lunar day, that's the day in which Ramchandra appeared. But I want to speak a little bit first about the revealing of Ramchandra's pastimes even before they took place. There's a great sage whose name is Valmiki, who wrote the biography of Ramchandra's life before he lived, because he had spiritual vision. He had the capacity within his heart to see. But before he had that capacity within his heart, he was a bad person. He was a dacoit. And his name was Ratnakar. The little detail of Ratnakar is before he was, it's very similar to Ajamila. He was born in a Brahmin family. Nice young mode of goodness personality. And one day he went wandering in the forest and he got lost. And his father went searching and searching and searching and couldn't find his son. His father was devastated. He lost his son in the forest. One hunter found the boy. The boy was too young to identify who his home was, so the hunter took care of him and he trained him up how to be a hunter. And then some time passed. The young boy became a young man, and the young man became married to a hunter woman. And they were, in their marriage, they had children, and he found that his hunting profession wasn't enough to maintain his growing family. So he took to another enterprise, robbing, plundering. He found that much more profitable. Profit margin was really good. So it was his business to, along a certain trail through the forest, he would climb up a tree, and when people would pass by, he would jump down from the tree and take their life and take whatever possessions they had. So one day, who would come passing by but Narada Muni and Lord Brahma? So now we're backtrack a little bit. Why were Narada Muni and Lord Brahma coming into this plane of material existence at all, anyway. And it goes back to Narada Muni. Narada Muni. Who is Narada Muni? You know what the word Muni means? Muni? M-U-N-I? Muni means a learned person, a great sage, deeply realized spiritual personality. And his name was Narada. So Muni is a title. Narada was his name. So Narada, he's a very unique personality in many ways, and one of those ways was, or is, that he can move about without an airplane, and without a visa, without a passport. He was empowered by the personality of Godhead to vibrate spiritual sound vibration, names of God, and play on his musical instrument called the veena, like a tambura, but it's different. Veena, and sing God's name, and on the strength of that sound vibration, he could travel anywhere in the spiritual world, material world, anywhere. And naturally, one of his favorite places was the spiritual world. And one time, in the spiritual world, in Vaikuntha, he heard this glorification of the names of Ram. Just like we were having the chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So he was hearing this glorification of the names of Ram. And how many times the names of Vishnu when chanted equals one name of Ram. The name of Ram is so glorious it can relieve one of all sinful reactions, and glorification and glorification. And you know, Narada Muni is kind of like this spontaneous devotee. He just kind of jumped up and said, such wonderful name of Ram. I'd like to see the practical effect of the name of Ram. And he dashed off, went to see his father, Lord Brahma, and told his father, you know what I just heard in Vaikuntha? I just heard the glorification of Ram's name. They said this name of Ram is so powerful, any amount of sinful activity can be immediately extinguished just from chanting of Ram's name. Let's go test it out. Let's go to the dark place of the material world and give it a test drive. See how it works. So Brahma and Narada Muni were walking along a path. Ratnakar was very happy. He saw this really nice veena of Narada. Ooh, I could get some money for that one. So he jumped down from the tree and challenged them with their life. I can see that you're sages, so I won't take your life, but give me all your possessions. Narada said, I don't have any possessions. I'm a renunciate. I have a veena. But tell me something. He just engaged him in some conversation. He said, would you kill me for this veena? And how many lives have you taken to do your dirty business? Why are you doing this? Don't you understand there's sin incurred from stealing and plundering and murdering? And Ratnakar said, I have a big family to maintain. I have to take care of them. So this is what I do to maintain them. And Narada said, you're maintaining your family. Do you think that your family will agree to share in the reactions of your sins for all of the bad things that you do in order to maintain them? He said, of course they will. They love me. I'm maintaining them. Narada said, I request you. You go and ask them if they will maintain you. He said, you're just trying to play a trick. You're sending me to go see my family, you'll go run away, and I can't take your veena or your life. So Narada said, no, just you can tie us up to the tree. I'm a sage. I keep my word. But if you don't believe me that I'll keep my word, tie me up, go ahead. Go ask your family. So he went and asked his family, and everyone said, no way. It's your duty to maintain us. What you do is up to you. We're not going to share in your sinful reactions if you do bad things. So Narada came back a little more realized and said to Narada, how did you know that they would say that? And now what am I supposed to do? He said, well, if you really want to know what you're supposed to do, I'll tell you. You should take this name of Rama. And if you just recite this name of Rama, it's said in Vaikuntha, in the spiritual world, this name of Rama is sufficient to relieve you of all sinful reactions of life. So Ratnakar tried, but he was so sinful, he couldn't get the sound vibration out. It wouldn't come out. So Narada, being very clever, he said, then turn it around backwards. Mara. Mara in Sanskrit means death. You're a murderer. So just say death in Sanskrit. Mara, Mara. I can say that. Mara, Mara, Mara. So just keep saying Mara, Mara. I'll come back in 4 days and check with you. So Ratnakar had some faith in Narada. He would come back in 4 days because he's a saintly person. He keeps his word. And after, he incessantly, day and night, he didn't even sleep. He just chanted Mara. But as he chanted, it turned around backwards. Mara became Rama. And he continued chanting, not just for 4 days, for weeks, and for months, and for years. He stayed in one place. He became a great yogi, just in meditation on the name. In fact, it's described in the Ramayana that because he sat in one place, ants made an anthill over his body. And all you could hear, you couldn't see him, all you could just hear, Rama, 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 from inside the anthill. In fact, his name was given because there's a particular kind of ant, a white ant, that's called Valmiki. So he's Valmiki, living in an anthill, Valmiki. And then he also got the title Muni, Valmiki, Muni. Because in the course of chanting Ram's name, even before Ram appeared, he had realized the fullness of the spiritual abode, as I described before, beyond this universe, the spiritual sky, within the spiritual sky, the spiritual planets, and amongst them, very elevated amongst them, is the abode of Lord Ram. And he realized this divine personality, the personality of Godhead, and all of his wonderful pastimes. All of his wonderful pastimes. Even before they happen, because they're eternally going on in the spiritual world, and Ram just simply manifests them here. Now, within these pastimes, Lord Ramachandra is exhibiting a certain feature of God. Because God creates everything, he also then teaches those who he creates, or those who live within the creation that he creates, how to live their life in harmony with him, in harmony with God and the laws of God. Because that's what religion is. A dictionary definition of religion is laws of God. And a religious person is one who follows the laws of God. It's real simple. So what is virtuous life? How should we take birth? That's already a given. And we're going to die. That's a given. Now, what goes in between birth and dying? How are we supposed to use this apparatus, this human form of life, for what's its purpose? And, you know, those kinds of questions are addressed and answered within Scripture. And Ram, by his life, teaches how to. The ideal king, how to lead the life of an ideal king. Leader of others. Leadership is a A popular topic, how to be a qualified leader. At least in some places, that's considered. Ram shows the qualities of an ideal king. Who can do that better than God himself? So he shows how to do. I want to describe something from the life of Ram, composed by Valmiki, where he's showing ideal conduct. And through the course of the Ramayana, Valmiki discloses it. After Valmiki, but one thing first. Valmiki became a perfectly God-realized, perfectly God-realized soul, immersed in the personality of Godhead, Lord Ramachandra. One day he was with a student. The student was Bharadraj Muni, another great sage. And as they were going by the side of a river to gather water, they saw in the water a male and female crane. And they were enjoying male and female activity together, and Valmiki was appreciating the beauty of the scene by this nice, peaceful lake and the male and female crane, the sounds of the river. Time out for a little sound vibration. Okay, time in again. And as he was seeing this beautiful scenery, suddenly, an arrow came and pierced the body of one of the cranes. And the companion of the crane began crying. I don't know how cranes cry, but crying. And suddenly, Valmiki, this very peaceful personality, used to forest life and peaceful as peaceful can be, he suddenly became fiercely angry. And in a burst of anger, he spoke some words that were like poetry, describing the horrible thing that he just saw, the great misfortune, not just to the crane, but the person who has released the arrow to kill the crane, and how misfortune would come to one who has done such a thing. Like that. But it was far more poetic. It was with a certain meter and a certain rhyme and a certain... And just after that, we all know what this kind of thing is. We have an uh-oh experience. You know what I mean? Uh-oh. I just did something that was not right. It's not my nature. It's not becoming of the kind of quality that I know I should conduct my life by. And this was a great personality. So he began, he didn't beat himself up, but he began looking inwardly to see, where did this come from? Where did this anger come from? I've never behaved like this that I can remember, ever. So he began questioning, and as he was questioning himself within, the words that he spoke at that moment of anger just repeated in his mind something like what may happen, those of you that are here just for the first time, when you go home, as you're going home, you may remember the melody of the kirtan and the very sweet melody that was being sung. So, like that, you'll be very fortunate if that happens. Like that, Valmiki was remembering the words, and he was repeating in his mind over and over again the words, and he realized not just the words, but there was a certain meter, a poetic meter. And then he had this realization that previously Narada Muni, his spiritual master, had told him, this is very wonderful. You should compose some literature. describing these pastimes of Ram. So he had received an order from his spiritual master, but he was yet to carry it out, and this was an important event. It gave him a clue of the particular meter and melody with which he should compose the story of Ramachandra. So he became very inspired. And at once he sat down and began composing the life of Ram in that very same meter with a certain melody. And the whole of Ramayana is like a song, just like Bhagavad Gita. Shamil, you received a copy of Bhagavad Gita. Gita means song. Bhagavad means the supreme or God, song of God. You sing it. Not only you can sing it, it was sung. Because in the spiritual world, it's described that all speaking is singing. All walking is a dance. You know, it's a party. It's a festival at all times. It's not sometimes a party. It's always a grand festival where the words that are spoken are filled with meaning. So the Ramayana is like that. It's a description of the life of Lord Ram that he, from the time, well, even before he appeared, Ramayana describes the lineage of the great kings in which he appeared. And especially his great father, Dasarath. We were discussing a little bit in our Naperville Center about the lineage of Ram. Raghu, Raghupati, Raghava, Raja Ram. He appeared in the line of the Raghu dynasty, or the Ikshvaku dynasty, or the Sun dynasty. Anyway, that's a long story. So, he begins describing the life of the family in which Ram appeared, and then this wonderful event of Ramchandra's appearance, which we're celebrating on Friday. So, looking at the clock, I'd like to describe just one little section from a great big epic that's very, very beautiful and filled with nice instruction, and it's really thrilling. I mean, the chivalry that's involved, because he's a king, there's chivalry. And because he's God, he exhibits powers that we can't exhibit. He has prowess that we can't exhibit. He has attractiveness that we don't know what that's like, but because he's God, he's exhibiting his divinity. And when hearing Ram's pastimes, if we have material vision, we're looking through that lens, well, that doesn't look like one of us. It's got to be imaginary, because it's not like one of us. That's like circular logic. Because it's not like us, it must be imaginary. Something fanciful or fiction. Or mythology, or something like that. But if God was like one of us, that's pretty boring. He's not like one of us. It's the other way around. The Bible teaches man is created in the image of God, not that man creates God in his image. It's the other way around. We're created in his image, and he has unlimited potencies. That's the meaning of God. If he doesn't have unlimited potencies, there's something he's lacking. But he has unlimited potencies. And the way that he manifests his pastimes, it's they're wonderful. It's all attractive. So the part that I'd like to describe is from the period where Ram is in exile. Ram was the elder brother. Vedic system is the elder brother inherits the kingdom from his father. Ram is to inherit the kingdom. But one of the co-wives, by corrupt advice, tricks the king into making a promise that says, Ram won't become king, instead my son will become king, and he who was to become king, Ram, should go to the forest for 12 years. Because that's like, you know, it's a type of punishment. He didn't do anything wrong, but just to get him out of the way for 12 years, go to the forest for 12 years. So, Ram is in the forest. Not in royal garments, but in tree bark. That's a new fashion. Someday you'll pick up on wearing tree bark, and then all the kids will be wearing tree bark. But Ram was in the forest wearing tree bark and matted locks, and, you know, the royal food from the royal kitchen, instead it was berries and roots and whatever there is in the forest. He was living the life of an ascetic, but he was very happy. He was carrying out the order of his father. And he was with Sita, his beloved wife, and his younger brother, Lakshman. So the three of them were in the forest, just like, the three up top were in the forest together. And the brother who was to receive the throne instead, forget it, I'm not going to take the throne, it belongs to Ram. He's my beloved elder brother. I treat him like my father. So I'm not going to take the throne. He takes the throne. He went to the forest to plead with him to take the throne. In short, Ram gave him his wooden shoes and said, you can put the shoes on the throne, but you rule the throne until 12 years pass, and then I'll come back. So his brother returned to the palace, lived outside the palace, lived like Ram, just sleeping on the ground at night, and ruled the kingdom from that humble position for 12 years. And after that scene had taken place, Ram didn't want to stay in the same, up on a hilltop anymore. He wanted to continue traveling further into the forest. So as he was traveling further into the forest, one day, as they were walking and walking in the forest, suddenly there was a loud crashing sound and a loud roaring sound and this huge, monstrous-looking, disfigured personality came charging through the forest, so big he was just knocking over trees with his arms. And he saw Sita, and he saw Ram and Lakshman, and he grabbed Sita and held up Sita like this and said to Ram and Lakshman, who are you? My name is Viradha. I'm a dweller in the forest and I rule here. And Ram said, well, we're sons of Dasarath, the king of Ayodhya, and that's my wife, you know, put her down. And Viradha said, because you're the sons of Dasarath, I'll let you go now. If you value your life, you better run quickly, because otherwise I'll have to kill you. But Sita stays with me, and he starts going off into the forest. And Sita's screaming, Ram, help, do something. So Ram and Lakshman immediately go into the battle mode, and they fire so many arrows, because he knew how to not just fire one, but many. And the arrows hit the body of Viradha. And he just went, ugh, and all the arrows fell off, just stretched his body, and because he was like invincible, super monster. But he felt something, and so he went and grabbed Ram and Lakshman, picked them both up, and started heading off into the forest. And Sita's there, Ram, Lakshman, don't leave me alone. And so Ram said to Lakshman, take your sword and cut off his arms. So they cut off his arms. He wasn't dead because he was this invincible monster. He had received this benediction. And Ram, after kicking him and punching him and cutting him, and he finally said, Virata said, "Oh, you must be Ram." Because of my demoniac mentality, I didn't understand. But I used to be a resident of the heavenly region, a Gandharva. For those of you that are American, you don't know what Gandharvas are. There's something like angels in the Vedic literature. They have wings, like angels have wings, and they fly here and there, and they're particularly gifted in singing in the heavenly region. That's what the Gandharvas do. So it was a Gandharva assigned by Kuvera, the heavenly treasurer, to look after and give protection to one of the maidens named Rambu and Rambha. And I was negligent, and she fell into difficulty, so Kuvera cursed me that I should fall to this material world. And I became a demon. But then I did austerities. Those austerities, I got this benediction that I would be invincible. So now with weapons, you can't kill me. The only way that you can kill me is, please do so, because then I'll be released from my curse. Bury me alive, and then you can kill me. So Ram placed his foot on his chest. Well, wouldn't that be nice? Get Ram's foot on your chest. While Lakshman was digging a pit, they pushed the body of Virata into the pit. And then he, as he was just getting ready to be covered under that, in that pit, he told them about a sage named Sharabhanga. He indicated, he's a short distance away, a very great sage, and if you go to visit the sage of Sharabhanga, he will help you to understand a nice, peaceful place to live in the forest. And then as they covered, this angelic feature ascended from the place where the pit was. It was the Gandharva who then went returned to his position in the heavenly realm. So following the indication of Virata, they were heading in the direction of Sharabhanga's hermitage in the forest. So it was the three, same three, Sita, Ram, and Lakshman, in the forest, and off in the distance they saw something very unusual. They saw a golden chariot that was not touching the ground, but hovering above the ground, and this celestial-looking figure speaking with a sage off in the distance. So Ram said to Lakshman, "This could be a trick. Maybe it's a Rakshasa trick. You stay here and protect Sita. I'll go closer and see what's the situation." So as Ram approached, they turned and saw him coming. And very quickly, the celestial-looking feature, personality, got into the golden chariot, and the chariot ascended, just lifted and took off. And the sage turned towards Ram and ran to receive him. And Ramchandra asked, "Who are you? By chance, are you the sage Sharabhanga?" He said, "Yes, I'm the sage Sharabhanga. And may I ask who that other personality was that was just standing here with you?" "Oh, that was Lord Indra. He had descended from the heavenly region, inviting me to come with him to heaven. And I told him, 'No, I'm waiting for Ram to come.' And then you came, just like that." And Indra said, "I must go now, because I'll see Ram later, but it's not time yet in his pastimes for us to interact." And he just went away. "So please, bring Lakshman and Sita and come and stay. Be my guest in my humble hermitage here in the forest." Sharabhanga said, "My whole lifetime has been engaged in performing austerities for purifying my existence. Now I have this one gift I'd like to give you. whatever is the wealth of merit that comes to me from my austerities, I'd like to give as a gift to you. Imagine. And Ram said, I must earn my own merit. And you're very kind, but you're a great sage, and I'm a king. I'm in the kingly order. So I should be serving you and worshiping you, not accepting gifts from you. You may use this as you wish for your own benefit. So they spent some time together, and later that evening, Sharabhanga, in a mystic trance of meditation, he left his body, and Ram could see this little childlike spiritual figure ascending from that body as he ascended to the spiritual realm. At his own will, Sharabhanga was such a sage. But Sharabhanga then indicated there's another very wonderful sage just some distance away whose name is Sutikshna. And just because of time, I'll make it a little shorter. He went to the hermitage of Sutikshna the next morning. And when he reached the hermitage of Sutikshna, everything was divine. The trees were all bearing very aromatic flowers and fruits in abundance, and there weren't any screaming children at the other end of the hall. And it was very nice in his hermitage in the forest. And off in the distance, Ram saw a stack of bones, and he asked, what's that? And Sutikshna said, oh, that's the bones of the sages that lived in the forest, and some cannibals, man-eating rakshasas, came and gobbled them up. Shri Shri Kishore Kishori Ki Jai. So as the representative of many other sages who are still alive, our life is just to purify our existence and fix our minds upon our godly life. So if you would be so kind, you're the son of the king, can you give us protection from these vicious personalities? So Ram said, on your request, it is my order. It's the duty of the kingly order to serve the saintly order. At your request, I give my vow. I will give you protection to the best of my ability. So Sutikshna was very happy. He said, you can just stay here for as long as you like. And Ram said, no, we're in exile. We'll leave the next morning. And they left the next morning. And as they're entering deeper into the forest, those of you that are married, you will know this one. Ram sensed that Sita was disturbed. So he asked Sita, what's troubling you, Sita? This is the most wonderful situation. I know that you always love being in the royal garden. And you've said so many times, now that we're here in the forest, it's even better than the celestial garden, or the royal garden. All of nature's beauty is here in abundance, and everything is so peaceful. But it's very clear to me that you're disturbed. What's troubling you? So Ram knew her heart, and she disclosed her heart. She said, I know that you're the most perfectly virtuous person in all of existence. But even virtuous persons can become corrupted. According to the scriptures, there are three things that can corrupt even a good person. And then she listed them. 1, 2, 3. And I'll repeat them again at the end. She said, falsity. When one becomes susceptible to not upholding the truth, to speaking lies, even a good person can become corrupted. And when a man associates in an illicit way with another man's wife, Even a good person can be totally corrupted. My dear Ram, I know your heart very well. These two are not even possible for you. And she gave examples how he's always standing. The fact that we're here in the forest is to uphold the word of your father, not only your own word, but your father's word is your life and soul. And your chastity and faithfulness to me is beyond question. I know your heart. But here is the third. Even a good person can become corrupted. All of their good qualities and virtue can be lost if they cause cruelty to others without provocation. Said, here we are in the forest, and you're carrying your bow and arrows and your sword. And now you've just made this promise to Sutikshna that you'll give them protection from the Rakshasas. But the Rakshasas haven't done anything to you. They haven't done anything to me or Lakshman. But you've given your promise that you'll rid the forest of these terrible personalities. Does somebody know who this little boy belongs to? Could you do something about it, please? Balaram's son? No? Time out for... Da 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 da. Okay, back again. Then she narrated a story. There was once, like you, such a virtuous person, a great sage that lived in the forest. And Indra thought, he's becoming so powerful. Maybe he wants to become so virtuous that he'll take over my position of king of heaven. So he came with a plan. He came disguised like a worldly king, traveling through the forest, and met the sage and said, oh, my dear sage, I'm a king, and I'm carrying the sword, but I don't really require the sword now. May I leave the sword with you? And you just take care of it and see that it's safe. And the sage said, sure, I'm in the forest. Who's going to come and bother the sword? I'll just leave it here. When you're ready, you come back and receive the sword. So Indra left. But because the sage was true to his word, he wanted to uphold his word. So when he went to get water from the river, he carried the sword. When he went to gather roots and berries, he carried the sword. When he went here and went there, he was carrying the sword. And just by carrying the sword, he felt the power of the sword. And one day, there was an innocent person, and the sage attacked the innocent person with a sword. And all of his virtue was gone. Indra was successful. So in this way, I have this concern. Here we are, with the vows of forest life. And we're living in forest life, but you have your sword and your bow and arrows. It just gives me concern. And she fell silent. Ram smiled. Sometimes husbands don't smile when they hear things like that from their wives, but Ram smiled. He said, my dear Sita, no one could speak like this except for you because of your affection for me. As you know my heart, I know your heart. And Sita, you say, I will not break falsity, then I give you my word. As I gave my word to Sutikshna, I give you my word. I will not use this sword outside of the principles of Dharma. We're the royal order. And we're in exile, but I'm the son of Dasarath. And it's the duty of the king to give protection, and some citizen within the kingdom of Dasarath is requesting protection. I must give protection. It's my duty. I won't use my sword or my bow and arrows other than according to the principles of Dharma. I give you my word. Please remain peaceful. So Sita was very happy. And the readers of Ramayana, hopefully between now and Friday, you'll read a little something, maybe a little something every day about Ramchandra's pastimes and become inspired by the emblem of virtue that he represented and the teachings of how to lead one's life. And by his association, even hearing his name and his pastimes, becoming encouraged to lead such a virtuous life as the example-setting ideal king did. But we should also be very careful in these three areas, as Ramayana is indicating. Being a good person, it's good to be a good person. It's what spiritual life is meant to do, minimally, is be a good person. But even the good fixed in being a good person can be corrupted by falsity, by the biblical teaching is coveting another man's wife. All good quality can be lost by such a transgression. And acts of unkindness or cruelty to another without cause. Now, in the case of a king, not in the case of us, but in the case of a king, sometimes strong action is needed to give protection to innocent people. And that's their dharma. But without cause, so one needs to know the standard of scripture. Scripture indicates when strong action is appropriate, and then not otherwise. So one who lives by those principles, it'll help support and maintain a virtuous life, a good life. And essential within all of that, virtuous life, good life, that will support and sustain it, is the chanting of God's holy name. Just as, full circle around to the beginning. Valmiki became qualified to not only realize the personality of Godhead, but to also to write about him. So we can also become qualified to lead a proper kind of life and to be fixed in that proper kind of life. From the primary activity in this age for achieving spiritual perfection. Note that when Valmiki was chanting Ram's name, it wasn't Kali Yuga, but he was chanting Ram's name. And the holy name of God is appropriate in all of the ages, but it's especially effective in our present age. So those of you that are new here, glad you could come. I hope you enjoyed the kirtan. I'm sure that you're going to enjoy the prasadam after. It's upstairs. And then we'll have a very nice kirtan here in the temple room. Please come back and enjoy. Come on Friday if your schedule permits. Come. We have a party every night. We have one every morning, too. 4:30 in the morning is the first one. It's true. Check us out one morning at 4:30. The door is open. Just come in at 4:30 in the morning, and we have a party. And then again at 7 o'clock, we have another party. Then again at 6:30 at night, we have another party. We're party guys. But it's a Sankirtan party. It's the congregational chanting of the holy name and dancing. We dance too. Not the same kind as some other people do, but we do our dancing and chanting and bring our attention to the personality of Godhead to purify our heart and our lives. So thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Last for your nursing and blessing. I complete the test for a looking for a customization. And I forward it to the arm. Just bless me, maybe please. You will be very kind to me. Maybe you will get a longer in the summer.
Oh, okay.
I talked about the last time, and they told me to take a donation for a temple.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Thank you. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, ah, Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Ram Hare Ram
Ram Ram Hare
Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama,
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna Prabhupada
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama.
Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Thank you.